Welcome back, everybody. Today is entirely dedicated to groundfish. But before we get started, I wanted to give Rodney Avila an opportunity to talk about the training sessions that he's been so actively involved in.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since we've had all those tragic losses in New Bedford in 2004, we've started a program there which essentially safety trains fishermen. And we run a course of 9 trainings. It's firefighting, man overboard, flood procedures, pump operation, how to use flares, EPIRBs, dawn and on survival suits, entering a life raft, deploying a life raft, and a Coast Guard helicopter rescue. Coast Guard's been very active. The city's been active. We don't charge fishermen for this. Fishermen could come from all over. It doesn't make a difference whether they're from Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New Hampshire, Maine, anywhere. We welcome them all. We have got some funding from NOAA. They funded the first round of this. The city funded some. And since then, we've gone to the state of Massachusetts through Representative Antonio Cabral to secure some funding to keep this going for 6 more training sessions. With the budget cuts, we can understand that the state of Massachusetts is thinking of recalling this funding. We've already got 6 scheduled, 3. One has been done already, and we have 2 more, 1 in October and 1 in November. And we have 3 scheduled for the spring. We don't have the date certain on them, but we're hearing that the governor might cut that funding, and there might not be any there. So I'd like to ask the council if they could write a letter to the – actually, it would go to Paul Diodati, requesting that this funding doesn't get – cut, because this is the only training that deck crew members have. We all know that it's mandatory that boats conduct drills, safety drills, once a month on a boat, but I can go on a boat and in 3 minutes I know if that boat's been doing that. They've got so many other regulations that I know they're not complying with that. So I'd appreciate the council just if they can send a letter to Paul or to the governor or whatever. Thank you.
Okay, Rodney. I know that the council respects the initiative that this program has undertaken, and you and I have talked and understand that there's a direct correlation between the classes that have been offered and people being trained well enough to get off of vessels that have gone down. So I would think that the council would be supportive of sending a letter to whoever the appropriate person is talking about the importance of maintaining this this program.
Yeah. To that point, we've had 4 boats go down, and the crews have all made it back, and they've all gone through this safety training. The unfortunate one was Phil that didn't make it. But we've got 9 lives attributed in 4 boats that have gone through this training that came back. And they all said the same thing. If they hadn't gone through this, they wouldn't have been back. When things happen, they know exactly what to do. All right. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Anything further from the council? Is there any objection to Paul Howard and I penning a letter and sending it to the appropriate person talking about how important it is to consider maintaining this program? No objection? Okay. Thank you, Rodney. Rip?